This is a CBC podcast. The English language is changing. When old ideas about English collide with our new Canada, expect the unexpected. Host Marielle Borelli takes to the street, the classroom, and the boardroom to explore our evolving language on Babbel. Listen online at cbc.ca/babbel.
As you've heard in the news, a Lower Sackville family is speaking out about methadone treatment, or the lack of it, in this province. We've revisited the issue of addictions to prescription drugs many times over the past year. CBC reporter Shayna Luck met with the Nelson family, who are desperate to get help and worried that it's going to take too long. Shayna joins us now.
Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning.
How did you first meet the Nelsons?
I met the Nelsons after the mother, Teresa Nelson, called CBC wanting to share her story. Her son is 22-year-old Shane, and it's just the two of them, mother and son. And when you walk into their house, it's very homey and tidy. There are lots of pictures of the two of them together. It wasn't easy for Teresa to talk about this. She teared up a couple of times, actually, while we were talking. But she's so distraught at what she says is a lack of help available for her son. She says she's made calls to doctors, calls to her MLA, and she says she's got little response.
After your original encounter, was it comfortable for her telling the story?
Well, like I said, she did tear up a couple of times, and I have to say, I was a little surprised that both Teresa and Shane were so open about this, because it's usually an issue that people don't want to talk about. And I think that speaks to their frustrations that they've had with the medical system so far. They're hoping that by sharing their story, they'll show people there aren't enough resources going into methadone treatment programs, and that people who are waiting too long to access the programs that do exist.
I found out when I got a MasterCard bill in December for $4,800 of cash advances. And then he told me, and he cried, and, you know, his girlfriend had did it. They had broke up when he seen her do it, and then before you knew it, he was doing it too.
What was your reaction when you found out?
I was disgusted. I just, to picture your son in an alley putting a needle in his arm.
So Shane had been using the MasterCard to take out cash advances to pay for street drugs, is that right?
Yes, and everything he owns. His clothes is gone, his school bags, his belts, PlayStation, everything he owns is gone. He hawks them all. I have to carry everything I own in my purse because that will be gone too. I called MasterCard. He was working, so along with my money, his pay was going there too. I said, you need to get help.
Were you angry?
Oh, I'm scared. I'm angry at him. I'm angry at myself. I feel so many different emotions. I don't know which way is up sometimes. Like I said, I go through the fear of not knowing what's going to become of him, the fear of what's going to become to the family, and then, of course, the anger at myself for falling into the trap, thinking he's better, and he's not. He's just becoming a better hider, and then angry at him for doing this to himself. We have a good relationship, but this drug is not my son anymore. It's just the drugs, that's all it is. And he got on the phone, he got on the computer, he tried to get withdrawal, get a bed in detox center. It's been about 6 months now that he's been calling, and he calls every day, and they tell him, just keep calling. They can't give him how far down he is. They can't give him a time. They just say, call every day. That's all we can tell you.
And what do you think of that?
I'm the system. It's, you know, I deal with it in with special needs children. There's no funding out there. I dealt with it with my son in school. There's no funding out there. You know, I called the MLA, and the same thing. I wrote him emails, and, you know, he's on the health board. Can you do something?
So what do you think needs to happen here?
More doctors need to be able to prescribe methadone. It's you can't have all these people. I know of three people that live in tents right now because their parents can't keep doing what I'm doing, and they have no other choice. So they get odd jobs and work for cash enough to do their drugs, and that's it. So what happens to these people? You know, thank goodness that I am in a position that I can help him, and he's not living on the street.
How does Shane feel about this? What does he say to you?
He feels so guilty. And when he's not on the drug, he cries. You know, he says I'm his hero. I raised him by myself, and I gave him a lot, and he says if it wasn't for me. And he keeps saying that, like, you know, and now he's thinking, I need to go somewhere because I'm going to make it worse on you. It's going to keep happening and happening, and you can't take anymore. And I said, well, you can't go either. You know, we got to fight this together. It's just, I'm just hoping there's help out there before it's too late.
That was Teresa Nelson speaking about her son's drug problem and her hope that more doctors in Nova Scotia will be able to prescribe methadone for treatment. Right now, there are about 50 doctors in the province who administer methadone, and that number is relatively low because Health Canada has to grant a special license to allow a physician to do that.
Did you talk to Shane himself?
I did. I spoke to Shane yesterday also. He was very upfront about his drug problems. He said he's not one to hide it, and he's doing all that he can to seek help. He knows that things were getting worse over the last few months. That was when he started using the cash advances on the credit card. He said that was what forced him to seek help. He knew he was hurting the people he loves, like his mother, and since then, as you heard, he's been able to get himself on the wait list at Direction 180. He says he's known several people who were helped by the methadone program. He's hoping he could be too. But he says this isn't just about him. He says there are a lot of other people out there who are struggling, and he says if people want help to kick an addiction, they should be able to get it.
His mom indicated that there was very hard to get a sense of the timetable getting in. Does he have any idea when he might be able to get in
no,
to the program?
No, he doesn't know at all, but it could be a very long time. The wait list at the particular clinic he's applying to is about 300 people long, and in some cases it has taken as long as 3 or 4 years to begin the methadone program.
Amongst other things, I mean, it was terribly affecting to hear his mom, for sure. But in your news story earlier today, not only was the second charge on her MasterCard was $11,000?
That's right. Yeah.
And the first one was for, what, $4,800?
That's
or
right.
Just under five?
It was quite an amazing amount of money. In fact, Teresa told me that it was lucky that she had remortgaged her house before those charges came in.
Shana, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
CBC reporter Shana Locke.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.